remain closed until you put on clothes. I'm afraid of your beauty, of your love, of your life. I said, I'm usually not like this, I'm just nervous. When I'm with you, it's kind of fun. I said, I'm usually not like this, I'm just nervous. When I'm with you, I feel alive. She said, I remember last November. Sounds the way you move, the way you howl up at the moon. When I'm with you, 'cause you love me and I love you. If it's over, and I tell you where I'm gonna stay, the bottom of the river. And every time you walk away, you ask me if it's over, and I tell you where I'm gonna stay, the bottom of the river. And it's on and on and on again, and it's on and on and on again, and it's on and on and on again, and it's on and on. Again, she said, I remember last November. Sounds the way you move, the way you howl up at the moon. When I'm with you, 'cause you love me and I love you. I remember last November. Sounds the way you move, the way you
listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yes, we are back again, your midnight hour tunes. Owen and I are coordinating things right now because we actually picked a couple overlapping songs from new releases that we liked this week.
As if we have similar music.
Yeah, it might just be the case. But we got some good things in store. We will be here until 1. Feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Serious requests only. But in all seriousness, we will take music requests, hot takes, whatever it is you have to offer. Owen just sunk one into the trash. He's made sunk a plastic bottle into the trash can instead of recycling, so doesn't even count. Shame. But okay, we started off with McCafferty with the song Fountain from the new split, and then this is Bay Faction with their new song
Are You in the Mood?
Are You in the Mood, which I should probably log. But we'll let you get back to it because the song's pretty nice. Stay tuned.
I guess I needed you Yeah.
scratched up lenses of my knockoff Ray-Ban glasses. They're not even mine, but no one's claimed them yet, so I guess they're mine. I'm sitting uncomfortable cause last year's shorts are now too small. It's thanks to all the weight I gained while off at college. Bongs and washed up songs. You're the reason why I smoked, and you're the reason why I don't anymore. You pierced my side with the same needle that you pierced your ears. You pierced my ears with the safety pin, but they look just fine. And you say you're happy, but you only smile in your Instagrams. It'll take much more than a filter to fool me. I'm not sure if this is worth the trouble it's going to cost me, but then again, fuck it, I might as well just stay. Cause I am afraid of the monsters inside of my closet. I am still scared of losing. My friends are out cruising without me, and all that I write is confusing. My face is sore at the spot where you slap me. My days with you are numbered.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You are listening to me. That is my voice. That is the voice of Owen.
And I'm Zane. We started off with McCafferty and then Bay Faction with their newest songs, followed by Sleepy Dog with their song Screamers. Then was High Sun with their new song Those Last Words, another single. Then was It Looks Sad with their song Creature, a favorite of ours on the show.
Evidently.
Owen wasn't aware.
I did not know that.
I have played that song a couple times on the show. We're having a lot of coordination troubles today.
Seriously.
Bringing some songs off the bench. Then was Winona Forever, a band that I had not heard of until this week, with their song Heads or Tails off that single. And then one of our favorites, Mom Jeans, with the song that they stole from several bands called Fish Tank. But we still really like it. Was back when they were like starting off, and most of their music, if you listen to it and if you like similar bands, you'll notice that it's strikingly similar.
Turns out the bassist of Mom Jeans and I have a mutual friend on Facebook.
So Ellen's kind of a big deal.
So I have so much more clout.
And Eric too, right?
No,
or no. So. It was just Gabe. Oh yeah, no, because Gabe was that random guy. What was he like?
He was like my camp counselor when I was in like 8th grade.
Oh yeah, and they both went to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Gabe-o.
A stick. So it's pretty good that the weather's been nice, because my life has been pretty much devoid of meaning because of the NBA All-Star break. I don't know what I'm like doing with myself.
I remember I used to get so hyped for the dunk contest, and for the past few years, it's just been really...
I honestly, like, this might surprise some of you, but I don't watch pretty much any of the All-Star events.
The actual All-Star game is just like, I don't watch that. Dude, like, do any of them really care?
No.
Exactly. So, like, why, like, who are we kidding?
Jimmy Butler didn't even play.
Yeah, I'd be more inclined to watch the celebrity All-Star game, because I heard Quavo dunked.
and Quavo dunked, it was some, like, I don't know who she was, because I think she's like internet famous, and I don't keep up with that enough. But Quavo dogged. Quavo also has a warrant out for his arrest. That's playing in the. Celebrity.
What do you mean, like?
He's a warrant out like, for his arrest in L.A. and
really?
He's playing in the celebrity game. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
and then he won the MVP of the celebrity game, Quavo.
There's no way he really has a warrant. I bet that's a publicity stunt. There's no way this guy is this like a high profile celebrity.
I swear to God.
If XXXTentacion is getting busted, there's no way Quavo's walking the streets. Or who's the other guy? Yep. Who's the guy with the rainbow hair?
Oh, Tekashi.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, the boy. This guy's nuts.
Dude, I don't mess with that dude. Like Quavo's like funny.
No, I don't mess with XXXTentacion either. That was like my campers listened to that. You know who that is. You were talking about it.
Oh.
You said that your kids you were tutoring.
Oh yeah, my kids are really into that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all for some like the Gen Z like 12-year-olds just go for these SoundCloud rappers.
I talk to them about music and like the concerts they go to all the time, and I've just never heard. I honestly just don't know any of them. And they're like, oh, look them up, and I do. I look them up after work, and they all sound.
Were they also talking about like buying like?
Oh yeah, they
illicit substances. Yeah, like
some of these kids are just. I know them well enough to know that they're all pretty much lying to their friends trying to see. they're like 14.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
That's true. That's whack. After today was so nice. Climate change is a theory.
Exact thing.
climate change is only a theory, folks. You heard it here.
Yeah.
That's got to be your PSA today. Something about climate change.
True.
As if it isn't always.
This exact same thing happened last year.
Where there was just two days and
it was like 75 degrees right around like February 19th. I remember it was right around Nora's birthday, and then
shout out to Nora.
Yeah, I actually try not to say that when we're on air. I didn't even realize. And then a week later, in like the beginning of March, we got like 4 inches of snow.
Yeah, and I remember on those nice days both years, I've had class like all day. So shouts out to Mother Nature.
All my classes today were in the same room on the third floor of Tisch where there's no windows. So that was really nice. Really
get that vitamin D.
Really got to enjoy the day. So yeah, that's the update.
That's how we're doing right now. We can get back to playing some more music, I suppose.
Sure.
Maybe get into climate change PSA.
I've got this next one.
Okay.
Shout out to Ben Cooper if he's listening. This next song is about Peter the Great of Russia, and his wife was cheating on him, so he cut the guy's head off that she was cheating on and put it in a jar, and the song's from the perspective of Peter and the head in the jar. So, Ben, I know you're all in that Russian history, so this one's for you, man.
Privyet.
Turret. I feel each single thrust that you take. And in silence, I watch on from the bastion. Entranced, I make myself look away. And bare-breasted, making love in the turret. You cried at all the things you thought what he would do. And I tell you in the heat of the scuffle, nobody ever takes my eyes off of you. Stubborn, just you and your lover as a dark souvenir. She sees me on display inside the museum. Comes every morning and again when she can. Strokes her blistered hand across my glass container, saying it's so good to see you back here again.
At 2 a.m. because I fell asleep talking to you again. And I am chasing circles in my head. Alarmed, alone, anxious, and afraid. I'm thinking, why is it that I've gotta fall in love with anyone that gives me any little bit of attention? And I know all the reasons that they'd be so scary to mention. So some nights I stay up and I get angry. But these days I'm so tired, so now it hardly ever happens. And I remember I was cold one night on Upper Burnside. But I thought about how warm you were, so it wouldn't really matter anyhow. Ah, you gave a most tremendous shove. Ah, and when the planets and the stars came up, ah, well, it really kind of freaked me out. And it's hard for me to think it's not so pointless to go to work and go to sleep and wake back up, because all these stupid dreams keep me awake. So I just sing my sad songs and read my sad comic books and cry out of the saddest eyes I've got. Every once in a while from on top of my 10 feet I feel happy, but that doesn't happen a lot. And I know I'll feel better in a couple of weeks, but until then I guess it's just you and me. Just a couple of kooks wearing Doc Martin boots, drinking beer on the side of the street. And I remember I was cold one night on Upper Burnside. But I thought about how warm you were, so it wouldn't really matter anyhow. How you gave a most tremendous shout. How, and when the planets and the stars came out. Ah, well, it really kind of freaks me out.
As I hang my head. if you would do the same for me. Smoky eyes, that's your name, isn't it? Or at least that's what I call you. When I call you, do you shake the way I shake when I call to say I'm through? Though I shake the way you do it shows, so people know you're cool. Violently, but still controlled enough to screw. Quiet lies that you're telling to those black and screaming skies. I hope you're walking around campus contemplating your own smallish size. This is not what all my idols told me college would be like. I hope someday you learn to take your own advice.
Hey, Nora, do you pee your pants?
What?
Do you pee your pants?
Yes, sometimes.
Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective way of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
They call me Space Heater because I be bringing that heat.
I need some and they were roommates.
Oh my god, they were roommates.
This time of night I could call you up. I get angry with athletic ease. Break common laws in twos and threes. If I die clutching your photograph, don't call me boring, it's just cause I like you. Oh, take me on back and take me back to the place where I could feel your heart. Is this the end or just the start of something?
Under you.
fucking romantic. I apologize, let me light your cigarette. Come visit Kansas for a week of debauchery songs.
We're just about wrapping up here on Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We played after Bad Books with their song Peter that Owen discussed, and shout out to Ben Cooper, who's certainly not listening. We had Pigeon Pit with their song Freak Me Out, one of my favorites. Panucci's Pizza with Alan Page's Midnight Ride. Lincoln with Smoky Eyes. Wow, those were really three of my consecutive big frequent choices. Lord Huron with their new song Wait by the River, which we were discussing. Neither of us are as big fans of Lord Huron's newer music as we were, you know, Strange Trails and all that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? After that was Marietta, one of our favorites, with God Bless Eric Taylor off Summer Bless Death.
Him. Bless him.
Bless. Bless up. Voxtrot with The Start of Something. You Blew It with Award of the Year Award. And then this last one is Car Seat Headrest with the remaster of Cute Thing off the remaster of Twin Fantasy, which Owen and I were discussing, comparing the new versus the old album. And, you know, which songs we think are better or worse.
Scintillating conversation, for sure.
Very exciting. We should have had it on air, really. but we think this one, Cute Thing, is probably the most improved. Like, it's now one of my favorites on the album, looking at this new one. But I don't know which album as a whole I really like. I'm against, in principle, the idea of going back and changing the thing and saying, like, oh, you know, I want to make this. Because it's like, I don't know, I feel like you should stand by what you made, especially considering how successful it was.
We will continue this conversation next week, same time, same place, Thursdays at midnight. And make sure to stay tuned for the B&H Family Show coming up right after us. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Love you guys.